having traffic that you control is going to be the least risky for you as an entrepreneur, but it doesn't happen overnight. You got to spend time and money producing content, promoting content, using paid advertising to accelerate that process, using earned traffic to accelerate that process, but the ultimate goal always being to increase the traffic that you own. Welcome to the Influence and Scale podcast, where content creators, marketers, and entrepreneurs learn how to increase their influence and scale their business using content marketing. My name is Tyler Basu, and alongside my business partner, Chuck Anderson, we'll be sharing proven strategies to help you grow your audience, create great content, and generate more traffic, leads, and sales for your business. Thanks so much for joining us. Now let's dive in. What's up? This is Tyler Basu. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Today, I'm going to spend some time with you to talk about driving traffic to your site. How do you increase traffic and get more people to visit your site and consume your content and just generally grow a bigger audience online? But not all traffic is created equally, and depending on what type of traffic it is, there are different approaches and different requirements in terms of time and effort to get that traffic in the first place. So today I'm going to highlight three types of traffic that you can drive to your website, and I'm going to touch on the pros and cons of each and then leave you with some recommendations in terms of what to focus on based on what your goals are and the time and resources that you have available to help accomplish that goal of increasing traffic to your website. And I think this episode will be particularly useful if you're starting a brand new business or you're starting a brand new website or you don't have a lot of traffic to your site yet. You're probably wondering what you should focus on and which strategies you should lean on to start driving traffic to your site. So the first category of traffic is paid traffic. And this is you spending money to drive people to a specific piece of content or a website page or the top of your funnel, whatever the case is. And the benefit of paid traffic is that it's instant. So I can publish a blog post or a video or a webinar or whatever and start running ads to get people to that content immediately. And I can use platforms like Facebook or Instagram or Google AdWords or YouTube or LinkedIn or Twitter and any number of these different social platforms and advertising platforms that allow you to spend money to send people to any particular page or piece of content you want to send them to. And in doing that, you get instant feedback. And the bigger the budget, the more traffic that you can drive to that content. Now, the con of paid traffic is that the moment you stop spending money, your traffic is gone. Now, if you have a profitable funnel, you may never stop spending money. You may always be willing to spend money and hopefully every month increasing your budget and just driving more people into your funnel or to your content or whatever the case is. But as soon as the spending stops, the traffic is gone. And sometimes the spending stops because of something beyond your control. Sometimes you get an ad account shut down, or the platform that you're doing your advertising on becomes too expensive or too competitive and the numbers no longer work for you. And so you're not completely risk-free with this strategy. It's not infinitely scalable, this strategy, but it's generally very controllable. And for you to accomplish a goal of certain number of customers or certain number of leads or certain number of visitors, it all comes down to math. And so you can just figure out exactly what you're willing to spend to get a lead or to get a visitor. And from that, what you're willing to spend to get a click to a page in the first place. And these are numbers that, you know, you can establish benchmarks for up front. And then when you go and you start spending money on these different platforms, you can keep an eye on which platforms and which ads are helping you accomplish the goals and are within those KPIs and which ones are not. And it becomes a process of just constantly optimizing what platforms you're spending the money on to promote your stuff, the ad copy, the creative that's getting those clicks in the first place, and the conversion rates of those clicks to whatever it is that you want those people to do next once they've clicked through to your content or to a landing page, whatever the case is. So that's the first type of traffic. The second type of traffic is earned traffic. And earned traffic is basically you earning the attention of someone else's audience. So you don't really pay for this with dollars, you pay for it with your time, because you have to spend the time to get that opportunity to share your content with somebody else's audience. And that can mean that you've written an article and you've sent a guest post to a large publication. That can mean that you're being interviewed on somebody else's podcast, or you're being interviewed for a YouTube channel or for somebody's Facebook group or LinkedIn group or any number of these different ways that you can trade your time to share your message with somebody else's audience. And in exchange for that, you can get some traffic back to your site, and you can also get some backlinks back to your site, which can become a source of long-term traffic for you. I know there's articles that I've written for large publications in the past, some of these articles several years ago, and I still see some traffic coming back to my site through links that I placed in these articles, or at the very least in my author bio, if it was a guest post for another publication. And again, the main benefit of earned traffic is that you're getting in front of an audience that somebody else did the work of building. And in many cases, they spent years building that audience that you now get to be in front of by arranging to contribute some content to them or be interviewed by them, whatever the case is. The third type of traffic is owned traffic. Owned traffic is traffic that you control. So that's the main benefit of it, is that you're not dependent on somebody else to say, yes, I will help promote you, or I will publish, you know, your content on my platform. And you're not dependent on an advertising platform where the only way you're going to get traffic from them is by continuing to pay them. So owned traffic is the audience that you've built and the audience that you have the ability to share your content with. And so one of the key components of having owned traffic is having your own email list. Because if you've built up your email list with a simple email, you can drive traffic to wherever you want. You can send them to your latest blog post. You could send them to a landing page. And that doesn't cost you very much to do that. Another example that would fall into this category would be the organic traffic that you're getting to your website. So the people that are visiting your site, finding your content on their own already without you having to go and spend some money on advertising, or you having to go and publish some content or be interviewed for somebody else's platform. So you're already getting this automatically. And having own traffic is the most important of the three types of traffic, in my opinion, because it's the least risky. Once you've got it, it's the least likely to be taken away from you because you built it. It's yours. Your list is something that you own and that you get to control. Now, a disadvantage of own traffic is how much time and money it actually takes to create it. If you're starting a brand new business or you've got a brand new website, it doesn't have a whole lot of domain authority. There's not a lot of content there. And you're competing against other websites that already have really good organic traffic and have bigger lists than you, then it's definitely a long-term commitment to build up your own traffic. It's not going to happen overnight, and it is going to take a significant amount of time and resources to help you get there. I remember back in 2016 when I started working for a company called Thinkific as their content manager. Their blog at the time had maybe one or two dozen articles on it and was averaging about 1,000 visitors a month. And over the next 3 years, I produced hundreds of pieces of content for them. So on average, 2 to 3 new pieces of content per week, a mix of long form articles, shorter guest posts, YouTube videos, webinars, free resources, customer case studies, all kinds of stuff. 3 years and over 500 pieces of content later, the blog was averaging about 50,000 visitors a month organically, and we built up that email list to over 100,000 people. So that was 3 years of time and effort, not just on my part, but other team members and other people that helped with that process as well, to create that own traffic that we didn't rely on paid advertising or other people's willingness to promote us to get that many people to the blog each month. So those are the three types of traffic, and I think it's important for a business to be generating traffic from all three of these sources. The ultimate goal should be to have as much owned traffic as possible, but to help you get there, you're going to lean on the first two strategies. You're going to lean on paid advertising to speed that process up, and you're going to lean on earned traffic to tap into audiences that other people and other companies have already built and direct them back to your website so that you can get them on your list and be adding to the size of the audience that you own and that you control. And the mistake to avoid with these strategies is for each of these categories to only rely on one primary source. So with paid advertising, for example, there's a lot of ad platforms available to us. And the mistake would be to get all of your traffic from one. You can certainly start there and get as much traction as you can with one platform, but just realize that if all your eggs are in one basket, you are at risk of something happening on that platform, or your ad account being shut down, or a competitors coming in and making it too expensive for you to advertise profitably there. Like a number of things can happen that would cause you to not be able to continue advertising there. So in the short run, I think it's okay to focus on one, but as soon as you get that going, start reinvesting that money into advertising on other platforms so that you diversify your risk. The same thing goes with earned traffic. If you manage to get a contributor account for a large publication, for example, and your way of getting earned traffic is guest posting on that publication, I think it's okay to do that in the short run, but in the long run, you should probably add some other publications to the roster of places that you submit content as well, so that you're not just relying on one publication to send you some traffic. So I hope that this provides some clarity. And again, the ultimate goal is to have as much owned traffic as possible. Having traffic that you control is going to be the least risky for you as an entrepreneur. But it doesn't happen overnight. You got to spend time and money producing content, promoting content, using paid advertising to accelerate that process, using earned traffic to accelerate that process. But the ultimate goal always being to increase the traffic that you own, so that anytime you have new content or you have new resources that you want to give away or a new funnel or a new offer, you're not 100% reliant on ads to promote that. You're not 100% reliant on other people or platforms to promote that. You have the ability to promote that directly to the audience that you've built and that you control. And then those other sources of traffic can really just become supplements of the primary source of traffic that you own and you control. So I hope that was helpful. Thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions, don't be shy. Feel free to reach out. Thanks so much for listening to the Influence and Scale podcast. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for show notes, links to resources mentioned, or to learn about how our agency can help you implement a profitable content marketing strategy, visit influenceandscale.com/podcast.